We've been social distancing and in quarantine for over a month now. Who have I reached out to and checked in on? Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome again to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, and I'm so happy to say I am over the halfway mark for my goal. I wanted to do 52 episodes and I'm at 26 episodes now. Actually 27. This is the 27th episode. Super excited. In this episode, I'm going to share with you just something that I was thinking about recently in terms of personal connections and relationship building and just maintaining those relationships that are important to you. And it dawned on me that we've been in this quarantine for over a month now. And I was just reflecting back on all the different interactions I've had over the past 4 or 5 weeks-ish. And who have I stayed in contact with? Who have I checked in with? Who's checked in on me? Who have I thought about? And it really made me sit back and think like, wow, prior to this, you would have thought that all the different organizations and networks and social networks that I'm a part of, that it would have been a much longer list, considering. And I just came to realize that, you know, that list was relatively small. It wasn't, you know, a dozen or so people, but it was around that 12 to 15, maybe even 20-ish range. So it was interesting to me as I looked at that list of folks who I reached out directly or who had reached out to me, or who I've had some really good conversations with since we've been in this quarantine, whether they were, considered family or friends. And it was pretty insightful, the number of folks and the types of people who I still stayed in contact with throughout this pandemic. And I would just ask you all to just think about, who have you checked in on or who have you even heard from over the past 4 to 5 weeks, who prior to this quarantine you would have considered to be a close friend or a colleague or someone who was really somewhat close to you. And really reflect on that relationship and reevaluate if that is something that you want to either continue or if it's something you want to strengthen when this is all said and done and we can get back to being in each other's physical presence. So that was something that really stuck with me. It's causing me to continue to think about that and the relationships that I have in life. There were some folks who I would have thought I would have heard from sooner, who I haven't heard from or I didn't hear from. And there were some people who I honestly had to remind myself to check in on them as well. And, this is not sort of like a personal attack or an indictment on us. And we have so much stuff going on and we're trying to make sure that we're taking care of our immediate family, especially if you have a significant other, a spouse or children. We know that could take a ton of your focus away from what you're trying to do and from those relationships. And at the same time, when things start to quote unquote settle, definitely want to make sure you're keeping intact those social networks and those relationships, whether they be family or friends who you would consider to be important to you, so that when this is all said and done, you're maintaining that balance and those relationships can even be stronger as a result of this the situation that we're in today. So just wanted to share that brief message that was on my mind. I just want to hopefully encourage you all to evaluate the relationships. Also think about those relationships that you're kind of dreading even reaching out to. So there may be a list of folks who you say, I should reach out to them, but I know they're going to come at me with a lot of negativity, a lot of drama. It's just not going to be a good situation for my mental state, and it's going to bring me down. They could be in a negative space. They could be operating on a pretty low frequency, and that just may not be good for you. So, really think about how your body is reacting to the thought of reaching out to certain people, and think about, if some people were to reach out to you, how would you respond to them? What type of energy would you give them? What would it mean to you to have certain people who you write on your list to for them to reach out to you? Again, I think this is just something that was on my mind. I wanted to share it. I think it's relevant given the time that we're in right now. And I hope that it was adding a little bit of value, or it adds a little bit of value to your life. So as always, I would love for you to share this episode. If there's someone who you think would see value in this, if there's someone who you want to subliminally hit at reaching out to, or if you want them to get the point around, hey, why haven't I heard from you throughout this pandemic? If you want to go ahead and share this with them, this could be a good way to break the ice with someone who you've been disconnected with over the last several weeks or month. And as always, continue to follow us on this podcast and on this journey we're going through. And until the next time, live long and prosper.